Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The power to edify. Therefore, I write these things being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness, according to the power which the Lord has given me to edification and not to destruction. 2 Corinthians 13:10. The Greek word oikodomos, translated as edification, pictures the building of a house. We still use the word edifice to describe a structure of some importance. Paul specifically said he had the power to edify and later called himself a wise master builder, an architecton, who laid the foundation on which we would later build. When Jesus used oikodomos to depict those who might build their house on a rock, his word, or the sand, the ideas of men, he was painting a picture of how we should edify each other. The various gifts of leadership are to be used to perfect the saints in the work of ministry, using the living stones that will build the spiritual house of God. And like any good builder, the Christian carpenter has tools of the trade to assist the process. There are things which make for peace that must be employed. Most certainly, charity is a major tool, along with good communication that does not corrupt the building work. Since all things are to be done so that the church is edified, it surely follows that fables and endless genealogies which minister questions are not helpful. Effective communication demands that those with whom we are speaking understand what is said. Hence, a mysterious tongue does not publicly edify like prophecy does. An edified church walks in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on iTunes. And please rate and review this podcast so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you will start each day with Days of Praise.